bill introduced in the Senate would make it legal to possess and use small amounts of recreational pot. It doesn't legalize the sale of marijuana, at least not until a commission takes a look at how the state might implement the program. We couldn't help but notice the bill number, 420. 420? Really? If that number doesn't mean anything to you, it's an in-joke among smokers. 420 is considered an ideal time to light one up. April 20th has gained a cult status as a sort of national holiday among pot smokers. Essentially, 420 is shorthand for marijuana. So is the number on the bill a wink and a nod, or a crazy coincidence?
John?
Hey, Greg. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's Greg Perry. He's the head of communications for the Rhode Island Senate. Sitting in his office at the State House, I asked him just how bills are numbered.
And they're numbered in odd years. They begin with number one in the Senate and just continue consecutively. So the first bill introduced is one, the second bill is two, and so on.
So this bill was introduced in 2017, an odd year. To get the number 420, it would have to be the 420th bill introduced this session. I mentioned the bill to Perry. He chalks it up to happenstance.
Just a far-out coincidence, if you will.
That's it. Something for folks to contemplate while listening to their Pink Floyd.
Senator Joshua Miller sponsored the legislation. It's time to go into effect next year, when Massachusetts is expected to begin selling recreational marijuana.
Rhode Island has a real dilemma to deal with.
Like other advocates for legalization, Miller says that's because there's little Rhode Island will be able to do to stop residents from purchasing recreational marijuana just over the border. He adds that the state could also miss out on millions in tax revenue.
I have to ask you about the bill number.
Yeah, 420. 420, I had nothing to do with that, but there are staff who may have tracked and moved a couple of bills around, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
So, according to Miller, someone at the State House with a sense of humor probably noticed the bill was filed near the number 420 and shuffled things around.
Do you see the humor in this?
I think there is a humor, and it's interesting, and people remember what bill we're talking about, so it's helped in that way.
But advocates for legalizing recreational marijuana aren't really laughing. Jared Moffitt heads the advocacy group Regulate RI.
I would see the humor in it if there were more respect given to the voters of the state that want to move forward. I mean, if there was a vote on that, I'd have no issue. I would laugh if it passed. That'd be great.
Moffitt calls the bill a step in the right direction.
We think the proposal puts us on the path towards legalization, but does it in a way that's very slow, methodical, and that's what the legislators that we talk to seem to want.
But he's not holding his breath for passage, at least not this year. The issue faces opposition from law enforcement and people working to reduce drug and alcohol addiction. And while 420 may be an auspicious number for pot smokers, it may not help the bill through the legislature this year. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.